Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Dreams are evaporating.
Madness is beginning today.
Yes. There was some, like, how's Shay doing right now?
Shay's not doing
well.
Too great.
He's not doing
not
well?
Not doing too hot. But, yeah, we are really starting to get into the madness now.
Maybe he's still alive. Maybe he's
still alive. So, we did just get Colorado on a very drama-filled game. Took down Florida on a shot with 1.8 seconds left.
Well, and that was after. Didn't one of the...
Buffalo's kind of collapsed there. Florida hit a shot with from about the logo, Walter Clayton from the logo, that tied it up at 100, which is a high-scoring game there.
Yale.
And now
Yale had
has Auburn on the ropes right now.
They had a four-point lead, and Auburn's about to cut it to one with 8.5 seconds to go. Mm-hmm. So
a lot of drama happening. I'm sure a lot of brackets being busted.
What is Shay doing right now? Shay's got Auburn winning it, doesn't he?
Yeah, Shay has Auburn as his champ.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is the one here. If Auburn were to go down, that would be a
Do you
killer.
Have Auburn in your Final Four?
I have Auburn in my Final Four. Yes, I do.
Wow.
So, the madness is beginning, and it's only going to continue for the rest of this weekend. This is why it's my favorite time of the year. So,
regardless of sport?
Regardless of sport.
Really?
Yeah. Regardless of sport.
And this is just the first 4 days of the tournament.
First 4 days. Mm-hmm. Wow. And the drama only heightens from here. It's because these people are playing for their seasons right now. And you go in with all these expectations, and it can all be taken away from you in 40 minutes. So,
I'll take you UPS Roy's call.
UPS Roy, and if you want to join us as well, 312-332-3776. Roy, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Roy.
Can you hear me?
We got you. Loud and clear.
So I got a little what to watch for. It's still a few months away, but it looks like the Bears are going to get chosen for Hard Knocks this year. That's pretty much a lock, in my opinion. What's y'all's opinion on Hard Knocks, and how likely is it that we go?
I would love to see it. I don't believe it will happen.
Thanks for it.
I don't think that there is any interest at all up at Hallis Hall.
Yeah.
To open the doors to this. In fact, you know, just speaking to some people.
George McCaskey be very reluctant to want to do that.
I think that a lot of the people up there that are making decisions have made it known that it's not something that they would prefer. Now, I don't know. Shay just broke something.
Got to make your free throws.
I don't know what the rules and regulations are anymore. That at some point the league can in fact make you do it.
And
right?
The Bears are they're among the criteria.
Yeah, right, I think they're on the I got to make you do it list.
Right. I look at too in terms of the intrigue and what you would want your rookie quarterback going into. That's not a situation I want my rookie quarterback going into.
No, I would not want that. I mean, as a voyeur, I would like to see it. But
I get
I'm
that you
with
have
you.
Final say on what makes it to the screens, but...
I'm with you that based on where they're at, if I wasn't a Bear fan, I probably would be more interested in seeing it. As a Bear fan, I don't want the distraction that it may be, so...
Mm-hmm. There are three teams that can be forced to do it this year. It's the Bears... It's Denver and New Orleans. Everybody else would have to approve.
The Bears are the top choice.
Yeah, and the criteria, I believe, is you cannot have a first-year head coach. You can't have a new coach, and you can't have made the playoffs the year before.
Right.
And that's where the Bears fall on that ledger there.
I wanted to see it last year and maybe next year, but not with a rookie quarterback. I don't want any distractions.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one as well.
By the way, Yale has beaten Auburn 78-76, and Auburn had several opportunities to tie that game.
Mm-hmm. They had a couple of free throws there at the end.
The magic of the tournament.
Yep. There was a lot of Auburn momentum heading into this tournament. A lot of people thought they could be this year's version of UConn, because they...
You know who's this year's version of UConn?
UConn. Right.
And a red-ass Danny Hurley.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at what Auburn had going for it heading into this. You had a lot of momentum out of your conference tournament. And you were fantastic in the SEC tournament. And then you got a little underseeded as a 4 seed. All the KenPom metrics loved you as like a top 5-7 team as well. And then you fall flat in the tournament here to Yale. Yale with their second ever tournament win, which I believe also was a 4-13 upset. Maybe it was a 13 or a 3-14 upset. But yeah, they beat Baylor a couple of years ago, and now they have taken down.
What is the marquee game for the rest of the evening? At least for some Bama, local folks, right? And Wisconsin plays tonight,
Wisconsin,
right?
James Madison, I would say. Like, that, I think, has that one, and also TCU, Utah State have the tightest point spread. So if you're looking for, and one that just tipped off now, Texas A&M and Nebraska. But everything else here, when you look at the board, I think it's going to be a pretty good night of basketball. You do have a couple 1 seeds playing. You don't always have to watch those games, although one of them is Purdue. So, but you look at
Purdue, like, got knocked down as a number 1 seed. What, 2 years ago?
Last year.
So
this
year,
is
yeah.
their revenge season,
right.
And a lot of people are wondering, can they complete the trajectory that Virginia had when they lost to the 16 seed, and then the very next year went out and won the whole thing? So that's what the Purdue people are wondering right now.
Duke and Vermont, any chance Vermont has a shot in this one?
Vermont's one of those mid-majors that you see in the tournament every single... I think they've gone 5 years in the tournament in a row now at this point. The last time they missed the tournament, I want to say, was for UMBC, who went on to beat Virginia in the 1-16 matchup there. So
come on, there's a school named Longwood that's in the tournament.
Yeah, there is.
Where's Longwood from?
Longwood is, I want to say, in Virginia.
Do you know what their nickname is?
The Lancers.
The Longwood Lancers.
Yes, sir.
I had no idea there was even a college.
Do you wish if you could go back and do it again, redo your recruitment, would you be going to Longwood?
No, I would still be going to Boston College. I just didn't know that Longwood was even a school. Good for them.
Now you know.
What conference are they in?
Big South? Yeah, Big South.
Of course. It's not the Little South.
Mm-hmm, Big South. I think this is their second tournament in a row, maybe second in 3 years. So they've been around the tournament a little bit as of late, as nice. A 15 or 16 seed. So, yeah. So far, you've got,
in terms of upsets, you've got Yale, obviously, just took care of business against Auburn.
Mm-hmm. I would actually say Yale upset over Auburn. I know some people will point to Kentucky and Oakland. I think Yale over Auburn is the biggest upset we've had so
bigger
far.
Bigger than Oakland over Kentucky?
Oakland over Kentucky, yes. Even though the seeding may not necessarily say that,
right?
I think that it's more of the ceiling and the heights that I thought Auburn could reach versus what Kentucky could reach. Because Kentucky has had the second worst power conference defense in the entire tournament. And Auburn was they're one of those teams, they fit the KenPom mold of you can be a champion. Like it's like a top 20-something defense and top 40-something. But they were top 10 in both.
Yeah.
So they're one of those teams that a lot of people thought would be elite, elite, elite in this tournament and was almost a lock to get to the Sweet 16, but they have fallen short to the Yale Bulldogs.
Yeah, so far you also have Duquesne. They got past 6 seed in BYU. Mm-hmm. You also have Oregon that got past the 6 seed in South Carolina.
The 11 seeds went 3-1
yeah.
this year. A lot of people are saying it's the new 12-5 upset.
Colorado, as you just mentioned, just beat 7 seed Florida. Mm-hmm. You had NC State get past Texas Tech, 11 seed, as you mentioned. Oakland, as you were talking about, got past Kentucky as an upset as well. Mm-hmm. So I think some brackets are busted. I don't think Bijan Robinson is still 100%.
I don't think he is, no. He actually, he was like
How
me.
How is the bracket you put together for Bleck and Abdallah?
Well, we did
destroyed?
We just lost a Final Four team.
Not great. So. Not great, Bob. Not great.
But here's the thing.
Are you upset at him? I'm not upset.
No?
No, because Tyler has won 2 out of the last 3 years.
How much money's on the line? Or how many jelly beans are out there?
Well, he just entered the station pool, okay. So however many jelly beans that was.
Yeah.
But 2 out of the last 3 years is house money. So, I think we expected to lose this year.
You don't ever expect to lose.
We're like the Giants. Like the, you know, remember how
Dan Hurley would never think
they went
like
every
that.
Other year.
Yeah, remember how the Giants were.
Charlie just said Dan Hurley would slap you in the face for thinking that way.
Here's my cheek, Dan Hurley. Like, come get a piece.
At the end of the game, watching Yale and Auburn, like, obviously I'm wearing an Alabama sweatshirt. I was like, yeah. Screw Auburn. Come on, screw Auburn. Yeah. You know what? I don't care.
Come on, Yale.
Screw it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yale.
Which, he did pick against Alabama that's happening in like 15 minutes that game starts, 25 minutes that game starts. So, I mean, if the picks are consistent, Alabama's going to win.
I got to tell you, there's no place I would have rather been in the last 5 minutes than wherever Shea was. Because Shea had Auburn as his winner.
Oh, yeah.
And I can, imagine, rather... the tantrum that was just thrown.
But you also have to understand that for at least the three of us, for me and Shay and Tyler, that, like, the bracket is just one bet.
Right.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you'll enter it across maybe many pools.
Right, yeah, but you're going to be betting every game from now until, you know, the end of the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this
I forgot my, I don't even have, I got logged out. No, I lost my password for my DraftKings account, so I got to go reset that. So I haven't had been able to make a play.
Yeah.
I didn't even put a bracket together.
That's okay.
It just, you know what? It snuck up on me. I didn't know it was happening.
Yeah, every year.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I know.
Every year. Like, this year it just kind of happened.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
All right, you guys finish your...
Yeah.
All right, we'll finish our jamboree. We'll crosstalk with Black and Abdallah in a couple of minutes here. But yeah, no, I think the tournament's been a lot of fun so far. We've had...
It's been a nice break from football. And today, I know that these guys are going to do nothing but talk football tonight because that's what they do.
Yeah,
they love themselves some football. Bleck thought I was crazy when I said, hey, I'm feeling a little fatigued from football, and never.
Yeah.
Yeah, so never. The tournament comes at the perfect time for me, personally.
Right. Yeah, no, but the rest of the night in the tournament should be really good. I think you've got one, two, three really good games to take you through the night. It's going to, I think, kind of be like last night. Where last night you had three really good games to close out the night, you're going to have a couple of blowouts just because you've got the giant seed disparity, but I think you're going to have three really good ones to close out the night. So
excellent.
It should be a good night of basketball watching.
So will you watch at home, or are you going to an establishment to have a few?
I think I'm supposed to meet up with Shay.
Really?
I don't know if that's still in the cards.
Yeah. Is he one of these guys that cancels plans and sits at home and pouts?
Just get mad.
Yeah.
I lost. No, I don't.
I think that would propel you to go out and have a few.
I think a few more than you were anticipating. I think it will.
Who's got an early morning show tomorrow?
Shay and I do.
Shay, oh, yeah. So what
Shay
time?
Shay and I do. 8 a.m.
Oh, well, you can't go out late. Okay.
You can.
All right. That's you can a quitter's mentality.
I agree with you, Charlie. Charlie, when we come back, too, you got to do your Kermit impression for Chris and Adam. Oh, you've already heard it?
We got one thumbs up and one head shake.
I don't even know how to give you a grade for it. It's just like all it is Charlie talking softly.
That's what Kermit does. He talks softly. He never gets too high. He never gets too low.
We'll crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah and hear a Charlie Kermit impersonation when we come back on Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago. Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
We just had a little geography test.
All right, good.
Yeah, nice. I mean, I was going to ask you before we went through the itemized list of teams that are playing, if you thought that you could name... I would say 70% of where the teams are based out of. Like, because we just found out Duquesne is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Right. I thought you were going to ask for, like, state capitals. That's always a fun game.
No.
We're going to ask Jack where parts of the body are.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Jack didn't know that your ribs.
Excuse me?
Where's your coccyx?
Is that an actual part of the body?
He's blushing. He thinks you're saying something inappropriate.
He is blushing. It's your tailbone. Charlie's right. It's your tailbone.
Jack. Do you know what your weenus is?
That's the elbow.
Yes! Oh, my God. Yeah. How the hell do you not know your ribs go around to your back, but you know what the weenus is? That is money poorly spent wherever you went to school. I think it was Missouri.
I stand by it's not a college thing because I don't think I took any sort of college class about the
I
human
didn't take
body.
You don't need to.
Right?
That's any, not college.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Tyler. Mm-hmm. In a drunken stupor in college, did anybody ever give you a rabbit punch or push you down the steps and ribs in the back?
In the exactly. Ribs. Did anyone ever, if you played baseball, you ever take one in the back
of
the ribs?
Yes.
Yeah, that hurts. Right. Did you guys hear the morning show? They're going to do Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Is that what they were going to do?
Yeah,
they were talking
because,
about that this morning?
Travis Kelce is going to be the host.
I think we should do a station-wide competition. I think that'd be fun.
I'd screw that up.
Well, yeah, of course. It'd
yeah,
be
that's
fun.
The fun. Just got to be far,
yeah.
funner
yeah.
than
yeah.
a fifth
yeah.
grader. Yeah.
That's it.
What else did you hear today that had you shaking your head and rolling your eyes?
The Kermit impression is not good.
I'm with you, Adam.
No, it's a fine effort.
All it is
let's
is I love Charlie like
let
a young son.
Let me hear it again.
It's a good effort.
Let me hear it again.
Hello, it's me, Kermit.
That's just
no,
Charlie talking
that's just
softly.
Charlie, yeah.
It's, yeah.
You have
Charlie trying
you have
to do
literal,
the zoo news open.
Well, hello, Mr. Lion. You
that's
have to,
what
you
is
have
new
to
have, at the zoo.
No, you have to have like a literal frog in your throat.
I don't know. I think like you guys are being a little rough on the grading system
I'll tell
here.
You
that
this,
sounds like Kermit.
I hope he's not listening. You got to have a little more Casper in you. A little more Len.
You have to have a little more Patrick Mahomes in you.
He's going to text
me. I thought we were talking about ghosts.
I did too. Give us some more. You just said, hello, I'm Kermit. Give us a little bit
Kermit
more.
Kermit the Frog here.
Like
Kermit,
you got to have like better. Thank
yes.
you.
You're right.
Yes,
that one was better.
Yes.
And now it's in my... Now I got it. Okay. I lost
you
for a little
like you're
bit.
Talking out of your weenus
yeah.
right now.
Excuse me?
Kermit the Frog here.
That's better.
Okay,
that's,
wow, Abdallah's is pretty good.
Okay,
you got
yeah.
like Abdallah's got a little more like depth. To
yeah,
it.
That's
I think
that's
you know what the problem
is.
I think I'm doing like an Ernie when you know on the Albert Breer Open.
You have to like you have
hello,
to
Bert. You have,
that's
what I'm doing.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's
good.
That's yeah.
Ernie.
You're
the wrong
See,
puppet.
You're doing it.
You're
Ernie.
Doing the wrong
Hello,
puppet.
Bert.
Yeah, you've got Ernie.
Jay,
yeah, come on, give me more Kermit.
Give us more Ernie.
Where's my friend Bert?
Keep going.
You want Ernie?
You've got Ernie. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing.
Hello. Hey, Cap and Hoodie. It's me, Ernie.
He got lost there, didn't he? He got lost in the wilderness.
You know, I'm a very big Ohio State fan. So that's Ernie as
yes.
Yeah.
As Bert Brewer.
As the author of yeah. the Monday Morning Quarterback.
There's Fred Hoiberg. What am I going to see? A mediocre Bulls game breakout?
He's got a contract
extension. Yeah, did he?
Big time college coach.
Come on, man.
Big time college coach. All right, let's go to line one. Go ahead, line one. You're on the air.
Kermit the Frog here. And if I may, this is a coaching opportunity. There's not enough energy in his Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, this one's just okay, too. I think mine's better.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
No, you're right, it was brutal.
Oh, he hung up.
He hung up. Oh, Abdallah crushed
you
his spirit.
Sorry.
Wow, jeez.
Someday you'll find us, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Abdallah's got it. You know what? He's also got a young daughter at home.
I listen to a lot of Rainbow Connection.
Yeah. Right.
Now do Bluey.
Bluey's Australian. So
what is this Bluey thing you guys talking about?
It's
a dog.
It's the
dog family. Kids watch it.
Yeah, and they're Australian. And there's like 150
episodes. Dogs watch
episodes.
It too, right? Because it's,
yeah.
it's blue. Yeah. Dogs can see blue.
They're the color of the what? Yeah,
no, it's true. Dogs, really? Dogs watch it.
Yeah, because it's like. Huh. Dogs are colorblind, so they can see certain colors
they can
better than the other.
There's a lot of videos online.
If a dog is colorblind, what do you mean it can see better?
So, like,
some
certain colors pop to dogs that are easier to see. So if, like, you have dog toys that are certain colors, and you're worried, like, oh, my dog doesn't play with that dog toy, it might be because
they
can't
see it.
Well, they can see it. They just don't see the color of it.
Well,
it's not
that
they're blind to the dark. Oh, my God,
in.
I can't see red, so
no,
I can't
look
see
up
that.
Like, you can
no,
look
it's
up,
like,
dog
it's like
vision.
Certain colors yeah. stand off of the like, everything's gray.
Dog vision?
It's all gray, and then there's certain things
like
that
blue
pop.
Pops, or is it green that pops, too? All right, you guys look it up.
Dog vision?
But Bluey is, Bluey is something we watch a lot of. In the Abdallah household.
That's the one.
Yeah. And Miss Rachel, who...
That like, so sounds annoying, like that sounds like something Charlie would come home late.
What's her deal? What's she got?
She's
cooking?
Like she's like a YouTube children thing.
And daughter's already watching YouTube.
I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding, man. Like
it's all they watch.
She will walk up to the TV when Miss Rachel's on and like try to like touch Miss Rachel. Like,
do what?
Try to like touch Miss, like give her a hug and stuff. It's okay. Weird, man.
I used to do that with Charlie's Angels when I was a kid.
The kids know. Parents know what I'm talking about. Miss Rachel and Bluey.
Chris, I'd walk up to
the thing is like Bluey's like barking. Partially for adults too, because there's all this stuff online about how Bluey makes adults cry all the time.
Didn't they do like a live Bluey across the street?
They did. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I thought they did Paw Patrol too.
They did Paw Patrol as well. There's like a Bluey experience because I listened to, so my phone is listening to me. So I get like there's like a Chicago Bluey thing, but my daughter's not old enough to go to that.
Are you allowed to go out tonight after the show and go watch some basketball with your buddies?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be home?
No, I can't. I mean, oh, yeah. No okay. I haven't been invited to go anywhere.
Oh, you haven't?
No one's extended an invitation.
You didn't extend the invitation?
You didn't tell them?
Chris is going with the guys?
Oh. That was intentional.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
they Bluey thought you were just going to be.
Model.
Yeah, Bluey is not. Whoever Eric in Long Grove is, Bluey is not. It's a Bluey's a girl. So you're wrong.
Well, let's ask him. If Eric can do a Kermit the Frog impersonation.
Eric dad off in right Long Grove. Yeah. Let's dad off.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
They're two daughters.
Bluey
they said
Bluey
two
is a girl.
No, they said they've had two daughters.
Correct. So, yes, Bluey's a girl. I'm sorry. That's right.
Oh, okay.
What are you guys arguing?
It says on there. On the description.
I know you are, but what am I?
Bluey is a boy, not a girl.
No, Bluey is a girl. I know. I miss Bo.
Eric, can you do a Kermit the Frog impersonation?
Kermit the Frog?
That was awful. Kermit? Yeah, that was awful.
Charlie's is better. Sorry.
But it was a good try, Eric.
Can you do a Bluey impression, Eric?
Absolutely not. It's been years since I've been subjected to Bluey.
Oh, you're lucky.
Thank you, Eric.
So what does Bluey sound like?
It's like an 8-minute... Well, Bluey's a child, an Australian dog child.
They're dogs. Like Steve Irwin. It's a dog
and
family.
She has a sister
they got dog faces.
Named Bingo.
They're dog-faced people.
Yeah, is somebody high when they make these things up?
I think so.
I'm making stuff up.
They have actual children.
He's telling you real things. I'm just saying stuff.
Yeah, they play games.
Dog-faced people sounds awfully terrifying.
There's like 150 episodes or something like that. Because they're only like 8 minutes long.
Have you seen them all?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've probably seen 95% of them. Multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has Uncle Chris babysat yet?
Not yet.
No,
not babysat.
They don't let us.
No. We might. Oh. We might have to go to the bullpen.
What do you mean they don't let you?
No, we've never
been asked.
How old is your daughter?
14 months.
It's time.
We have. Well, see, the thing is, whenever we need a babysitter, we usually plan it out and give Whitney's parents enough notice where they come in and we'll
watch
her.
No, but you want Chris and his wife to do it and then have the cameras on to see how they respond and see how they actually...
I know how they respond well. They have other nieces. They have, like, Autumn
Our nephews come over all
nephews.
The time.
Yeah.
So why don't you...
Yeah.
We might have to. We've got something coming up that we've gotten a couple notes to from our usual babysitter.
The best thing,
Waddle,
is like the dog toys and the baby toys are all the same toys.
Yeah.
They play together.
We absolutely.
Got the dog,
yeah.
They all kind of just...
I still think for the content.
And the best part is some of the really young ones, I got Gus the dog there, and like trying to figure out...
Which toy's which?
Their level of understanding me. It's a competition sometimes.
Because
like the dog knows a lot, but then at a certain point... The toddler takes over and knows more. It's fascinating. Those are the experiments we run.
Have you ever
had
a cat?
No. Do I look like a cat person?
Well, I don't know that anybody looks
offensive.
Like a cat. Can,
that's
a
head
asked out. Question. Like, I said I get it. I don't mean to be offensive.
Cats
like,
can kick all the rocks.
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
No.
I would.
My dog is not the brightest bulb on the tree.
But your dog's cute.
But my dog interacts.
Right.
Cats just kind of like.
Right.
Yeah, we had this conversation yesterday. I just didn't know if you guys ever were cat guys.
I'm not going to pay to house you and take you to the vet and all that kind of stuff and have to win your affection in the process, too. Nah, kick rocks.
No, I lived through my 20s. Like, if I want to go back to that, where you go to the bar and then girls ignore you and. You have to
That's what a cat does?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, wait, I want...
You're
I wanna,
basically
I want to show up at home and
rent.
Have something to be
yeah,
excited
that you
that
come
I'm
home.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I just wondered, like, when I come home tonight, the first thing or person or animal or living creature
yeah.
that says hello to me is
yes.
the dog.
Your purpose is to house a stray animal if you're a cat owner.
Like, that's... The point of the dog is the
camaraderie.
The unwavering appreciation.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I already have to win over my wife. I don't have to win over my daughter. Like, I want something there
no.
that's going to like me regardless. You know?
Yeah.
Get a fish.
No.
Get a fish.
You ever tried to pet a fish?
I have not.
First, you have to put your yeah. hand yeah. in there, and then you have to get it.
Gotta
and
get
then
the
you
net.
To, then you give it a little rub.
Little fish rub.
What are you doing with your thumb?
You get a little thumb rub.
Oh God, that was weird.
Because well, you have to hold it.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Sure.
You just pet it as it flies by.
Leave the fish alone.
Yeah.
Don't tap
all
the
right.
glass.
That's all we got.
Crosstalk, by the way, brought to you by Steinhoff.
Go get a couch.
All right. What do you guys have coming up?
Courtney. We had to say thank you to Courtney.
Thank
she
you
was
Courtney
our only
Cronin
guest
today.
Thanks, Courtney.
What do you guys have coming up today?
I don't know.
We're going to talk to these two.
We have...
Be careful. Be careful.
They have the Super Shift going. They're going to stick around for our show.
Are you guys running the Super Shift?
Yeah. Super Shift.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. No Find out other things tonight. That Jack doesn't know for us and report back to us.
No, we actually have good stuff. We're just
oh, you do?
We actually have some yeah we oh, have okay. some interesting things that we're going to get to tonight.
No football talk tonight, right?
We have football talk
there's
and then all calls welcome
talk.
Friday
yeah.
night calls.
All calls
of
welcome if you're not watching.
Yeah, we have a football thought though. Absolutely.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
excellent. All right. Thank
all
you
right,
to
guys,
Jack McGrath. Thank you to Charlie Bevins for producing. Thank you, Waddle, for letting me sit
hey.
In with you.
We had a blast, didn't we? We had a good time.
Great times
yeah.
had by
yeah.
all.
Yes. We're going to do this again when?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, we're going to be back at it.
All right.
And I'm going to work with you on Tuesday.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's all.
All right. Go all have a weekend.
All right. All calls welcome Friday coming up next.